Justin, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Very good. And yourself?
I'm excellent. Well, I know I saw you at the Children's Wish Foundation with D'Anthony Batiste. You guys were there, both admitted in the best shape of your career, Rotier, O'Donnell. I think there were seven or eight of you guys that have trained together, the guys moved here, trained together all summer. Have you ever trained with that many O-linemen for an entire offseason before, and what was the biggest benefit?
No, I definitely haven't. I don't even think I've trained with three in an offseason before, let alone so many. And it's been awesome. It's great because it just keeps building on that bond that we have, and it just makes it so you can do so many more things that are that an offensive lineman need to do to train. When you have a bunch of you guys working together, it makes it so you can do a lot of things, which are a lot harder to do on your own or by yourself.
Yeah, Justin, I mean, last year O'Donnell was gone to camp with Cincinnati. Rotier was hurt. Continuity is important at every position, but especially on the O-line. How much of a head start does that give everybody as a group going into camp when you're A, healthy, and B, all there?
Well, it's going to be huge, I think. I mean, like you said, offensive linemen do communicate so much and rely on each other and stuff. And so when you're training and healthy and everything together, then it's a huge head start from missing a few guys here. I'm going to plug guys in. Not really knowing who's going to be your starter. When you have all those things together, it really brings the group together and makes it going to be a whole lot better start to the season this year, I think.
The competitive nature amongst the offensive linemen, and Simeon Rotier told me he felt that's what pushed him, because you didn't really have an opportunity to maybe slack off in your training because your teammates would be all over you. Did you experience the same thing?
Yeah, it's always like that when you train with a group, because, I mean, even if you're having a bad day or an off day and you're like, man, I don't really feel like doing this set or this lift today, you got five, six other guys that are crushing it beside you, so it gives you that motivation just to push through. Or when you're tired at the end of a workout, like, I don't know if I can do one more set, you see, you know, D'Anthony Batiste do that extra set, so you're like, all right, if he did it, I can do it. So, it's just that extra motivation to lift more and become stronger. And even if you have an off day, you got your buddies there to push you through.
Now, Justin, you shed some weight this off season, but you're in way better shape. What are you going into training camp as this year?
I think I was like 304 today. So I'm going in a little bit lighter, but yeah, I'm in a real good shape. I lost some weight. I'm feeling pretty strong and pretty moving pretty good, so I'm excited about that.
Now, you're 300, you're 6'8", 304, is that right?
Yeah.
6'8", 304. Now, I saw you and Batista having that competition. How many consecutive push-ups did you do?
I think I did 73.
And what did he do?
What?
Yeah. He did like 95 or something.
Yeah, like he, or something. And yeah. He's, yeah. What is Batista weighing now?
I think he's 296.
296, like, man, like, and that just illustrates, like, hey, most people can't do 73 push-ups in a row, number one. But when you're 300 pounds to do it, that to me was one of the most impressive things. And Batiste, you talked, like, is he, if you had a, who's the strongest of the offensive linemen?
Well, it's kind of different guys are stronger at different things. So, somebody might be stronger in bench press, but then other guy's stronger at a clean, and another guy's stronger at a squat. So it's kind of tough to say who's the strongest, because everybody kind of has their own thing that they're a little bit better at, and that's why it's so great working in a group, because then somebody's always going to be stronger than you at one thing, so you're always pushed to get stronger at everything.
I'm still trying to get my head around 70-plus push-ups by anybody on the planet. Look, I don't know if you have playbooks in front of you at this point, or at least a look at how things are going to change. I mean, you got Jason Moss in with both roles. The offense is going to change a little bit, I can assume, at the very least. Are you guys all on the same page as far as that goes, or have you had a chance to really look at things yet?
I've had a chance to look at it a little bit, and for the offensive line, it's not changing a ton. I mean, obviously, some of the verbiage and terminology is going to change, but it's a lot of the same concept. And I mean, he's from the same kind of school of offense that McAdoo came from, so a lot of things are very similar, but there'll always be new words, new verbiage, and things like that. But I mean, I don't think it's going to be a drastic change for us, so I think we should get on page pretty quick we're really excited because to go from a defensive-minded coach to an offensive-minded coach is going to really give us a lot of chances to do a lot of things, I think. And so we're pretty excited about that and pretty excited to have Moss and excited to see what he can do for us.
Center for the Grey Cup champion Edmonton Eskimos, Justin Sorensen, joins us. And Justin, you're in better shape. You've slimmed down a little bit, same with Batiste. So do you feel in this offense that Jason Moss has, do you need to be more athletic as a group? Because I don't know if you're going to be sliding more. Or is that going to be a part of it at all?
Well, I think that's just football in general nowadays. You need to be in better shape. You can't be, especially in the CFL, you can't be big and heavy guys because it's just too much moving and too much going on that it really benefits you to be lighter and it be in better shapes. Not like the old days where you could be a heavy O lineman. I think football's gone away from that. You need to be more athletic and need to be able to move now, no matter what offense you're in. But yeah, I think with Moss, he's going to have us doing a bunch of things. So the better shape you're in, the easier it'll be for you.
Now, Justin, were you part of, or who was of your teammates was a part of the ring design?
To be honest, I don't even know. I know that Dwayne Andrusiak was a part of it.
Okay.
But he's the only person I even know that was a part of it. I don't know if any guys in the team have seen the design.
So you now, because next Friday, I understand, is when the players, you guys are having a big gala or something, and you get your rings. So you have no idea what's in store?
No, I don't. I heard only 4 people have seen the design.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure if that's accurate, but I heard it's pretty tight-lipped and nobody kind of knows what's going on. And even if you ask Dwayne, he'll mess with you and tell you, oh, it's the worst ring I've ever seen. But you know he's kidding. So I've heard it's supposed to be awesome. So we're really excited. Yeah, next Friday we're having a ceremony to get our rings. And I know everybody's really excited. And, I mean, even though that was last year, it's a cool accomplishment to get a ring. And It just gives you more motivation to get another one, you know?
Well, I wanted to ask about Simeon Rotera brought up an interesting point, and he said he never trained with this group. You've obviously never trained with this many guys. And he said, I think our group kind of realized that we've got a pretty special team right now, and you only have so many opportunities to be a legit champion. And he felt like at least for the motivation of the offensive line, that was a big part of it. You know, you get to the age of 30, and in life, that's just when life starts. But as a football player, it's kind of near the end. Right? Is that a motivation for you to say, man, like, now that we've won and we know what it takes, we can't waste the opportunity with this group because in 2 years we might not have the same group?
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of a talking point in how we rib each other the whole season. When, like, we'd be like, someone's like, oh, we have one more set. And everyone's like, no, I'll just go home. And they're like, well, if we want to be better than the next year, we got to do that one extra set. So it definitely is. And I mean, like you said, that's the nature of football. We don't know how long we're going to be together, and who knows, maybe this will be the last year we're going to be together. But yeah, so it was really important for us to work together and work hard because we know that, I mean, as you know, football, not everybody sticks around forever. So we really need to take advantage of the group that we had and with the group that we have. And so we worked even harder so we could try and repeat because we know repeat winning the cup is a tough thing to do. And so we had to go work even harder this offseason to try and accomplish that goal.
Justin, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the ring ceremony, and I guess your off-season challenge now. We'll see if you can do 94 push-ups like Batiste.
Yeah, it's good to catch up to him, man.
All right, man.
I'm Justin, not John.
Right? Hey, you know what? I played hockey in the world's longest game with John Sorensen, who's an Edmonton police officer, and that was just a bad ride. If you notice, it's changed already, so my apologies.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Justin. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one.